This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. It is always wonderful to have your company as we study God's Word, God accepting me, and we're at part 51. I wanted to read you the lyrics of the Hillsong worship song, One Thing. Because this sets up this word so perfectly. One thing I desire. One thing I seek. To gaze upon your beauty and your majesty, God of my salvation, lifter of my head. Teach me how to live, O Lord, in your righteousness. So I pray to you, Lord, your name is higher than the heavens. Lord, your name is higher than all created things, higher than hope, higher than dreams. The name of the Lord. In the day of trouble, you cover me in the secret place of refuge. Lord, I will sing. So I pray to you. Lord, your name is higher than the heavens. Lord, your name is higher than all created things. Higher than hope. Higher than dreams. The name of the Lord. I will seek your face. Call upon your name, Jesus. All I want is you, Jesus. All I want is you, Jesus. Are you able to say amen to those words? At the end of this Hour One Nugget, I'm going to play that song again. It is so powerful. And in the light that I have just told you those lyrics, I've spoken those lyrics. If you agree with that prayer, if you agree with what those lyrics state, then you can join in. God accepting me. Part 51. We're looking at Ephesians, the third chapter. And today we'll look at verse 16. It says this. I pray, says Paul, that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with strength through his Spirit. Well, Paul is praying, and I know God's going to do it. But we have to say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father, that's what I want. I pray that from his glorious, that word glorious, what does it conjure up in your mind as you hear the word glorious? What does it do? What do you think? What's the first word that comes to your mind when you hear the word glorious? Mine is Jesus. When I see the word glorious or hear the word glorious, I think Jesus straight away. Nothing else. Because Jesus is glorious. To be full of glory, that is glorious. To be complete in glory, that is glorious. From his glorious, unlimited resources. Oh boy. Can you imagine what it would be like living your life here on earth if someone said to you, from today, I'm giving you unlimited resources. What does that mean? Well, it means anything you need, anything you want, you have it. If you need money, you have it whenever you need it. How often you need to pay a bill with a credit card or whatever you're going to use, and you present your card, there's always resources there. You don't need to know how much you got in your bank. It's not necessary because it's unlimited. So every time you use it, it will work. You can pay for whatever you need, whatever you desire, you can pay for it because you have the unlimited resources. Can you imagine a life like that? You need your heating sorted out. You need your roof done. Whatever it is, the resources are there to do it. And it's done. Your Heavenly Father, as a matter of fact, has that. He has complete, unlimited resources, even down to the healing that you need. I believe someone listening to this program right at this moment has been told that they need a kidney. God has it. That kidney is there for you. That's part of his unlimited resources. Father, I want to pray for that person who needs a new kidney. Lord God, I pray from your rich, unlimited resources, you will supply that person with the kidney they need now, in Jesus' name. Your unlimited resources, Lord. It's mind-boggling. And you know what, beloved? Paul is praying that from his glorious unlimited resources, that God would do something in your life right now. I'm praying the same thing, that God would do something in your life right now. What is that? I am praying that he will watch, empower you. With what? With inner strength. You see, as you're going through tough times, as you're going through battles, as you're going through all sorts of conflict and war, as you're going through such problems in your life, you don't get any peace. You don't feel that you get any peace. And because of this, you are weakened. And I believe it's because the evil one weakens us in times like this so that we are ineffectual. Well, Paul is praying, and so am I, that that is counteracted in Jesus' name, and that instead of you feeling jaded and down and pushed down, God is empowering you. Can you feel it? He's empowering you with inner strength through His Holy Spirit. That's what's happening. You are being empowered right now with inner strength, a strength that you didn't even know you had. And you're thinking to yourself, this is amazing, because I am feeling so different. Instead of feeling negative, I'm feeling positive. And you see, this is something else. When you're going through tough times, the easiest thing in the world is to feel negative, because the whole world is falling apart and you feel as though the whole world is falling apart and there's nothing, nothing, nothing positive. And the Lord is saying, forget that, because you know what I'm doing? Through my glorious unlimited resources, I am doing a new thing in your life, for I am empowering you with inner strength through my Holy Spirit. Just lift your hands. If this is you, just lift your hands right now and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just lift those hands now and say, thank you, Jesus. It's all about God accepting you. And this is what this current series is about: being accepted by the living God. But He doesn't just accept us. He continually accepts us. Hence the title, God Accepting Me. And that is what He is doing. You remember, at the beginning of this Hour One Nugget, I brought you the lyrics of a song by Hillsong called One Thing. Well, I'm going to play it right now. And if you're listening to the podcast, you're going to hear that song too. Because I believe that in itself, with what God Almighty is doing in your life, I believe that is empowering you. And I believe He is empowering you now in Jesus' name with this wonderful inner strength that comes from the Holy Spirit. Just say thank you. Just say thank you to the Lord now. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.